What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, everyone. It's Meghna Chakrabarty, your host for On Point. And today, I'm really happy to share this following story with you because we took a look, an hour-long look, at the mutual benefits of acts of kindness and how there's this really growing body of research that shows that giving kindness is actually very, very good health-wise for the giver. And psychologically, it's good for them too. So we featured a story that demonstrates this so beautifully. Allison Cook is a 23-year-old, and she's a grad student at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And since the pandemic began, she's been volunteering for something called the Get Connected program at the Northwood Long-Term Care Facility. Among those 80 people, Allie met a woman who's 60 years her senior.
My name is Charlotte Rose Burns, and I was born in September the 1st, 1937. And I'm very independent so far. I try to be. I'm getting elderly, that's for sure.
So the first time I ever talked to Charlotte was March 14th, and she was a little bit skeptical of me. I think she was kind of like, why is this random 23-year-old calling me? I think at first she kind of had this idea that maybe I wanted something or I had an ulterior motive.
And she said, no, she just wanted to know how I was doing. I said, I'm fine. I worry more about the younger people.
We would chat for probably a half an hour. And we were just kind of chatting about things like the weather. She would ask for updates on the pandemic. And then we just started kind of realizing things. Like, I was so interested in learning more about her nursing career. And so that really helped to kind of take our relationship off the ground.
I like talking to her. She's young. She's very interesting to talk to.
So since then, that was mid-March, we've been talking on the phone anywhere from a half an hour to sometimes 3 or 4 hours once a week, usually Wednesday afternoons.
And we talk about different things when she was growing up, and she listens to some of my stories about growing up. Now, she's going away for Christmas, of course. Her mom and her grandmother are sending me a Christmas card, and it's nice to keep in touch.
Following, I would say, about 4 months of our calling, the pandemic had kind of calmed down here in Halifax, and they provided us with the opportunity to meet outside of the Northwood campus. And seeing her for the first time was so funny. She's very tiny, and it's funny because she has so much personality. You wouldn't think that that much personality could come from a little 4'11", 83-year-old woman.
Well, I saw her picture because it was on the internet here, right?
But we met for the first time, and it was like, it was so magical. It was like we had known each other all of our lives.
I used to meet her up in the park right around the corner from me, and we kept our distance.
And then she was telling me one day that she was kind of sad because a Northwood long-term care facility usually has a garden for their residents. And I have a garden at home. And it just so happened that I was visiting that weekend. So I was actually able to go home and pick her a ton of vegetables from the garden and drop them off. And it was just funny because we hadn't seen each other, but I just wanted to do these things for her.
Well, it means a lot. When the nursing home was open, we had a drugstore here. We can't go there anymore, down to the halls. I used to meet people on the other side, independent living, have chats with them, and I miss meeting the people and chatting with them.
When everything happened during the pandemic and everything was shut down, I found myself feeling kind of lost and just kind of spending my days watching, you know, bad Netflix shows, and having that to do every week to think, you know, oh, I have to call Charlotte and we're going to have a great talk, and just having that laugh every hour, that guaranteed laugh and good chat with someone in the community was so positive for my mental health. Because you never know when you're trying to do something nice, when that could come around and be just exactly what you needed in that time.
Even when this ends, I hope we'll still become good friends. I mean, it won't be the same. We won't be waiting for each other. Like, I have her number. She said, call me anytime. Like, if you need anything, she could drop it off down. No, I don't want a young person taking time for me, because she's only a young person. She got her life, too. And I appreciate her keeping in touch with me.
I was so nervous to try this program and to try to call people that I had never met before. And I thought, how will I ever carry a conversation with these people? And putting myself out there and just being vulnerable opened me up to one of my favorite things that I have in Halifax now, and that's her.
Well, that's Allison Cook. She's 23. And Charlotte Burns, who's 83. They're both in Halifax, Nova Scotia, showing us how acts of kindness can mutually benefit people even across six decades. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.